Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn limit in Chinese. We have Sean Liao. Sean Liao Chuanyang, he is the director of International at Kickstarter, the founder of NeoCha. Hi, Sean. 你好.
Hi, 你好. Thanks for having me.
Right. You've been working with Kickstarter running their international expansion strategy. What is the limit you think Kickstarter would go?
We recently passed $3 billion in pledges from people around the world. So I hope that it's limitless. We'll see. We're also very mindful to grow in an organic way and really take care of the community that we support.
Yeah, I think from the physics and also a lot of things we learn, the only unlimited place is probably the space. And a lot of things we used to take for granted thinking there's limitless, such as the water. Water is limited, air is limited, and life is limited. And people seem to cherish more when there's limited edition. And that's very true, certainly on Kickstarter platform.
Yeah, that is true. You know, I think people just respond to being able to be a part of something special and get something that maybe other people can't get. And with a lot of the Kickstarter projects, they are special campaigns with special rewards that are limited just to a certain number of people or a certain number of products being made.
Okay. Chinese people are certainly very philosophical about the concept limit. They invented this symbol, which is a pile of mountains blocking the way, to express the concept limit. And they call that xian.
Xian.
Xian. That's the way to pronounce it. It's the fourth tone, so we go down. Xian.
Xian.
Yeah, so xian means limit and is quite neutral. If we want to express, yes, there is limit, it's limited, we say 有限.
有限.
有 means to have, and xian is the limit, have limit. So 有限.
有限.
有限. 有, it's very useful. We can say have or have not. And in this case, the character, the ancient form, is actually a hand holding a meat, a piece of meat. And then, of course, in ancient China, protein, it was quite scarce. And then if you had a piece of meat on your hand, means you are the one who have stuff. You are the wealthy one.
Yeah.
So you have something.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. So 有限 means limited.
有限.
Yeah. And then to say it's not limited, it's limitless. We say 无限.
无限,
无限, and 无, that means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's zero. 无,
无,
无限,
无限.
Yeah, that's it. And then on Kickstarter, in your experience, when people provided, or the campaign owners, when they offer 有限 rewards, do they perform better than the 无限 reward?
Yeah, I think it depends on the campaign, but in general, the limited rewards, the 有限 rewards, do perform better. And there are actually a lot of limits in the Kickstarter system. There's limited amount of time. So most projects run for about 30 days. And then there's obviously the limited additions that are made just for Kickstarter backers. So both of those limits, I think, help creators attract more people to their project.
And then people probably feel like it's more precious, just like we mentioned, when they've realized that actually, hey, the time is limited, it's 有限, then they are more precious with the time and they try to use it better, the same as any resource.
Yep, absolutely. I think there's a sense of momentum or urgency that comes in when there is that time constraint.
Yeah, when we did a Kickstarter campaign last time, we had a few limited editions, like signed books, and they were only for a few people. And as you said, we got really positive response.
Yeah, I think offering something that is special for Kickstarter backers is really good. And I think Chinese's new campaign, the Chinese Tiles, is also has a limited edition version, which is really cool.
Thank you. Yes. And then when we talk about limited, of course, it's quite a generic term to describe anything without limit. But if we want to say it is limited in quantity, we say 限量.
限量.
限量. 限 is limit and 量 means quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 限量. Liang is the character, when you look at that, is a lot of stacks piling on top of each other.
Yeah.
And the original shape was actually the container for holding food, and it's a utensil to hold on stuff or water. So 限量, that's a quantity, limited quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that can be used either for like an item, like, you know, a product, but also like with Kickstarter Gold, which is this new campaign we're running that Chinese is part of. It's limited. It's 限量, just for 65 projects.
Yeah.
That we have, and we're happy that Chinese is one of them.
Thank you. Such an honor to be invited back. Also, what you mentioned, Kickstarter, all the projects, they have limited time. In this case, we say 限时. 限 is limited, limit. And 时 is the hours. And here means time. 限时. That's right. And then when we drive, you know, in Germany, they don't have speed limit. So in this case, let's learn about speed limit first. 限速. Yeah. And sometimes they swap the two characters. 速限.
速限.
速 means speed.
Mm-hmm.
So you limit the speed, or speed, the speed is limited. 限速 or 速限.
限速 or 速限.
That's right. And then when we talk about limit, sometimes we say, it's an upper limit and bottom limit. The upper limit, we just add 上限.
上限.
上限, 上 is up. So 上限, the upper limit. And then to say the bottom limit, we say 下限. Yeah, 下限 is the lower limit. And if you want to say the upper and lower limit, you say 上下限. That's it. So you see, Chinese, it's easy. You just mix and match, just like playing Lego. And you grab this character and that character, and you put them together and you swap them, and everything is good. You just need to know which is which.
Yeah, I think 限 is a very useful one in this context. And
yeah, it's a great reminder to all of us that life is limited.
Very true.
Yeah, be generous with our heart and be precious about our time. And thank you for sharing your time with us. This is incredibly generous. I know how busy you are at the moment running the campaign.
No, it's great to be on here, and especially because you're part of that campaign.
Yeah, great. Right. Thank you, Sean, for joining us. Today, we learn how to say limit, 限, have limit, 有限, limitless, 无限. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.